Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss pastoral, P-A-S-T-O-R-A-L, pastoral. So what is a pastoral? Broadly speaking, it is a kind of poem in which there is idealization of the lives of shepherds. It originally started with the Greek poet called Theocritus. Theocritus was the person who started this tradition of writing about shepherds and idealizing their lifestyle. And what Theocritus did was, he used to talk about the shepherds of Sicily. Now, Sicily is a place in Italy, in Europe. So, wahan ke shepherds ke baare mein ye likhte the. And not just writing about them, but also idealizing their life. Later on, this same model was imitated by other poets, other writers, for example, Virgil. And afterwards, in modern times, again, this model has been used by various poets, various writers. A famous example can be Philip Sidney's work called Arcadia. Arcadia. This is also a good example of a long pastoral romance. And Arcadia kya hota hai? Arcadia basically is a place in Greece. It is a mountainous region of Greece about which Virgil talked about. The poet, the Greek poet Theocritus talked about the place called Sicily. Virgil later on talked about a place called Arcadia. But both of them used to talk about the life of shepherds, how they live. Uske baare mein ye baat karte the. And when they wrote about the lives of shepherds, what they did was they created an image of a peaceful and uncorrupted world which the shepherds inhabited. And in modern times, any writer or any poet who writes a pastoral or in the tradition of a pastoral, what does that writer do? He or she, broadly speaking, displays a kind of nostalgia for the past, for some hypothetical state of love or peace which has somehow been lost. So a kind of nostalgia is written about. And the dominating idea or theme of most pastoral poetry is the search for a simple life. A simple life away from the court or town or urban areas, away from corruption, war. So in a way, trying to paint a picture of a place or a world where everything is perfect before they became corrupted by modern practices or greed. And pastorals or pastoral poetry reveals a yearning for the lost innocence. Matlab, a kind of nostalgia for something which might have existed earlier but has been lost now. Now let me tell you about modern poets who have written in the tradition of the pastoral. Kuch examples aapko pata honi chahiye. A good example can be, as I said, Philip Sidney's Arcadia. Uske baad, Alexander Pope's poem called Windsore Forest. Windsore Forest by Alexander Pope. Then John Gay's poem called Shepherd's Week. John Gay, famous writer, his work is called Shepherd's Week. And it was published in 1714. Uske baad, Oliver Goldsmith's poem called The Deserted Village. The Deserted Village by Oliver Goldsmith, very famous, which was published in 1770. Uske baad ek aur example hai by William Wordsworth called Tintern Abbey. Tintern Abbey can broadly be classified as a pastoral. Uske baad ek aur example ho sakta hai, George Crabbe's poem called The Village, by George Crabbe, The Village, and it was published in 1783. After that, another famous example can be the poem The Shepherd's Calendar, The Shepherd's Calendar by Edmund Spenser, ye bhi bahut famous hai. Aur in sare poems mein ek common idea hai, and that idea is they try to romanticize rural life. A kind of romanticization of rural life. Rural life or the part of the world which is away from urban areas and something that is away from modernity but full of many virtues. This is what they try to do in a pastoral. So, from an exam point of view, you should know the origins of pastoral. As I told you, the poet, the Greek poet Theocritus, he is the one who started it. Later on, it was adopted by Virgil also. After that, you should know what a pastoral is. As I said, they talk about shepherds, the life of shepherds. Uske baad, you should also be aware of some modern examples and some famous examples.